T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, the whistleblower's name has now been revealed, Lee, by a member of Congress.
Yes.
Dan Bishop.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine, actually. Know him really well.
Good old Dan.
Yeah. And one of my best sources and a good personal friend of mine back in Charlotte. And this was a real act of courage because he comes from a purple district. This is not a deep red district. And yeah. I would ask all these deep red district Republicans today, Dan Bishop is going to be absolutely filleted by this, by the local media, the local Democrats, all of that. It's a purple district. He barely won it. Trump pushed him over the line in that district.
Yeah.
They say Trump can't do that. He did in Charlotte.
And the trolls will pretend that this is a threat to this person and
right,
that
which
this
is
name
an absolute
has never
joke.
Been out there, but it has all along.
Right.
Even, you know, if they want to talk about somebody, they should talk about Adam Schiff, who actually had it listed on an unredacted leak that he put out of testimony that was closed-door testimony, which mentioned him by name.
Yeah, but Schiff is a Democrat, so it doesn't count. What he
of
does,
course.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. But anyway, so I want to ask all our Republican Congress critters out there, those of you from safe red districts, what are you going to do? Because Dan Bishop just showed how it's done. I mean, he's going to pay for this in this district, and yet he did it anyway. This was his tweet. I refuse to cower before the authoritarian intimidation campaign. He's not Voldemort. He's not a bona fide whistleblower. Even if he were, he wouldn't be entitled to secrecy. Eric Charmella is a deep state conspirator. He needs to testify now.
I like the Harry Potter reference.
I know I did. I like that too. So, I mean, if Dan can do that from a purple district, my God, you can tweet too. You can stand up for the president. You can get a backbone. Because I'm telling you what, if Republicans were speaking in unison this way,
yes,
we would not even be having these hearings today.
Yep.
We wouldn't.
You know, if people like Mitch McConnell and, you know, and others, that's, you know, I don't know. I have given up long ago on Republican leadership in this country having a spine and playing the political game and trying to play to win like Democrats always do. That's the one thing I admire about Democrats. They always play to win. They use every single weapon at their disposal every time.
They even
they
make up laws.
They do not miss a point.
That don't exist.
Yes,
they exactly.
They'll
make up a law and say it's there.
Of course, of course.
And then we're running behind them going, no, it's not. It's not there. Yeah. Whatever it takes, make it up. They don't care. And by the way, this is Alan Dershowitz this morning talking about, you know, how they've made up this rule that you can't say the whistleblower's name, and now they've actually got social media enforcing it. It's insane. Take a listen to Alan Dershowitz. He nails this whole thing today.
They're very scary. They're very frightening to any civil libertarian, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
But I blew this again. Alan Dershowitz, former Harvard law professor and dean, also noted liberal and Hillary Clinton supporter. So this is coming from him. Take a listen.
They're very scary. They're very frightening to any civil libertarian, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, whether you come from New York or the middle of the country. You should be frightened by efforts to try to create crimes out of nothing. The latest twist was people on television, particularly CNN and MSNBC, are saying that if the president or somebody else were to name the whistleblower in the Ukrainian situation, that person would be guilty of a crime. Well, I spent the afternoon yesterday searching the federal criminal statutes from beginning to end. I couldn't find the crime. It reminds me of what Lavrenty Beria, the head of the KGB, said to Stalin. He said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime, which he really meant, I'll make up the crime. And so the Democrats are now making up crimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what passes for a congressional investigation in this country now is one side getting to make all the rules and their willing accomplices in the mainstream media going along to enforce those rules, even though there's no law, no weight of law behind it.
Exactly. And one of the things you'll note today, as all the coverage of this unfolds, watch if you watch it on mainstream media, just watch it for a little bit, see what they say. They are going to say abuse of power. You're going to hear that phrase over and over and over again. Unconstitutional, violation of the Constitution. They'll have some other good sounding phrases.
Schiff's new word now is bribery.
Oh, it's bribery. All right. Are we back to bribery?
We're bribery now.
Yeah. Okay, that's kind of interesting because first it was bribery, but then there was no bribery, so he said quid pro quo. And then he admitted we don't even need a quid pro quo. We might not have one. So, okay, so he's back to bribery now?
Yeah.
Okay, because he's told us before we might not even have a quid pro quo. I'll pull that audio in a minute.
This impeachment inquiry brought to you by the word bribery.
Right, I know. Again, in all of the talking you're going to hear today, you will not hear a statute mentioned. You won't hear a specific fact pattern. In other words, when Trump did this, it was a felony. When Trump did this, it was a crime. When Trump did this, it violated a law, because it doesn't.
Oh, and you know, there's literally nothing. You'll hear them mention the Constitution, which is actually a document that any other time that they remind you that a bunch of white slave owners wrote.
And they want to get rid of.
Exactly.
Right.
But for our purposes today, we'll wrap ourselves in the Constitution. That's what you're getting Democrats doing today.
But what you will not hear is specifically what the president did.
Right.
You will not hear that because there is nothing. There was no investigation of Biden. The money was released without an investigation of Biden. The Ukraine officials have told us they never believed there was a quid pro quo. They didn't feel pressured to investigate Biden. They didn't even have any idea during the phone call with Trump that the money had been put on hold. It didn't happen. None of it happened. So we're now in the land of thought crime. Well, the president might have thought about it. Well, but did he do it? Well, no. But he might have tried to. Okay, well, he released the money when there was no investigation of Biden. So the pass was not completed. There was no completed pass yet. And Lee, here's the crazy thing. If you want to know what a completed pass looks like, here's what it looks like. Obama officials, led by the whistleblower, we had this yesterday, call Ukraine officials to the White House and they have a meeting in January of 2016. And they demand that the investigation into Burisma be dropped. And that the FBI pick it up. Of course, we know the FBI, they destroy evidence. They protect Hillary. They protect Democrats. FBI is not a real law enforcement agency anymore. It only looks like one. And Ukrainian officials wisely refused. 2 months later, they sent Joe. And they went nuclear. And he said, no $1 billion if you don't fire the prosecutor. And they fired the prosecutor. We even have an email trail with Burisma contacting the State Department just before all this went down and asking, hey, Hunter's on our board, could you get them to end the investigation? And then they did. That's why Adam Schiff has forbidden any mention of the Bidens or the whistleblower, because you can't tell that story if you can't mention any of that. So they're going to get Trump for asking about it in a phone call, not for what Biden did, the completed pass. Because that doesn't matter, Lee, because Biden is running for office. And I would ask this, is Trump not running for office? Why does this rule only apply to Biden?
Yeah.
But this is a horse and pony show, and the whole idea is to confuse people, to make this so confusing, to make it sound so bad that you don't ask the questions I just answered.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, let me give you just a preview of the absurdity today before we get all lost in the weeds here. Two witnesses that are going to be testifying today. One of them is Bill Taylor. Okay, Bill Taylor is a U.S. diplomat. He's already testified last month. We know because they finally released the transcript of this. Okay, Bill Taylor was asked in the transcript, you know, was there a quid pro quo? Do you know of any? Here's what he said in the transcript. No, there wasn't. He said that Ukraine was unaware of the U.S. hold put on aid during the July 25th phone call with the president. Thus, he explained, quid pro quo was impossible. Bribery, as Schiff's now calling it this week, sounds better. Now, that's odd, because that's the same thing that the Ukrainian officials said. Now, we didn't think there was any quid pro quo. There was no bribery. We didn't even know it was on hold. We knew nothing. Then the question was asked in the other hearings behind closed doors of U.S. diplomat Bill Taylor. Well, Mr. Taylor, you've said you thought there was quid pro quo then. I mean, you're saying there wasn't any. Hey, what made you think that? What's your source? Was it Mr. Trump? No. I haven't talked to him. You haven't talked to Mr. Trump? No, I haven't. Oh, so you've only got secondhand knowledge? Yeah. What made you think there was a quid pro quo? You want to know what his source was? He read it in the New York Times. He told the committee. Well, man, I read the New York Times just this morning. Can I go testify? I have an opinion. I haven't talked to the president in 3 years since I interviewed him. He wasn't the president then. So I'm just like Bill Taylor. I haven't talked to the president in 3 years, and I read the New York Times this morning. Can I testify? Can I? Heck, why don't we go pull a random person out of traffic this morning in Washington, D.C.? Excuse me? Did you read the New York Times this morning? Okay, last week. You're fine. You want to testify today? Excuse me. Got to ask you the question. Have you talked to the president? Oh, you don't have firsthand knowledge of what went on in Ukraine. Do you have secondhand knowledge? No. Third hand. No. Cool. You're qualified. Come on. What do you think about the president and how he handled Ukraine foreign policy? I mean, come on, folks. This is ridiculous. I do not understand what is going on the text line right now. My trolls are telling me it's not true. Adam Schiff, not that it's not true. Adam Schiff, there's no way he can't control that. He can't tell the Republicans not to talk about the Biden. What are you talking about? That doesn't matter. Headline, Fox News. Schiff set stage for impeachment hearings, warns GOP about going after Biden's. Quote from Schiff. It is important to underscore that the House's impeachment inquiry and the committee will not serve as venues for any member to further the sham investigations into the Bidens or into the debunked conspiracies about 2016 U.S. election interference. Not allowed to talk about it. Can't ask about it. And then we can't do this. Let me tell you why. Again, Rand Paul explained this. It's against the law to give aid to corrupt countries. And once you understand that Biden wasn't the only one that threatened Ukraine to drop the investigation into Burisma, that it was also Obama administration officials, when you understand how pervasive that corruption was on our part, you can understand why Trump might have wanted it investigated. I'll let Rand Paul explain.
Foreign aid, by law, can only go out to countries that are not corrupt. So if you think that a country is acting in a corrupt way, president can always withhold aid until the corruption is fixed. So you're going to have to get in the mind of Trump and his advisors and say, well, he didn't really believe that the Bidens were corrupt. I think he absolutely does. I think you give him a lie detector test and say, do you think the Bidens were corrupt? And do you think you were investigating corruption and that corruption is in the law that you can't give aid to a country that has corruption? So there's no way. This ends up being a policy debate and a partisan debate, and has nothing to do with legality or illegality or impeachment. It's purely a partisan way of trying to overturn the election.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Folks, let me remind you of something about that phone call, because this is all you need to understand, to understand why they're doing this. This is so bizarre. Why would you call a guy as your opening witness who is as weak as Bill Taylor? Didn't speak to the president, has no firsthand knowledge. His source that there might have been a quid pro quo, he admits, was reading the New York Times. And he also says the Ukrainians had no knowledge of a quid pro quo, had no knowledge that the funds were held up. So there's no way that there could be a quid pro quo. Why would you call somebody that weak as one of your first witnesses? Why would you do that? Because it's all you got and you're desperate. Why did this phone call cause such alarm? Let's go back and remember. Read the transcript. What is in the first paragraph of the transcript, the open of the call? Trump asks for a favor. Remember what it was? The media told you it was to look into Joe Biden, but they lied. That's much further down in the transcript. No, what was the favor, the main thing Trump wanted? This is why the whole deep state freaked as soon as he did this, because many of them listened. What did he ask for? The Democrat National Committee server, the one the Russians allegedly hacked, the one the FBI never investigated, the one they never issued a warrant, subpoena, nothing regarding. The one they admitted in court, not only had they never seen it or done a forensic audit of it, CrowdStrike wouldn't even give them the original report. CrowdStrike was a Democrat consultant group paid by the Democrats to claim that the Russians had hacked the DNC server. My God, if Trump got a hold of the DNC server, he could prove the Russians never hacked anything. Because God knows our FBI can't. They admitted that in court. Do you see why the panic over this call? The favor was that Trump believed the server, for whatever reason, in the transcript, was in Ukraine. And he asked them to help him get it. And they freaked. The favor was not an investigation of Biden. That came up later in a phone call, but that was not the favor. You'll hear them talk about the favor Trump asked for. It was the DNC server. They all know Russia didn't hack it. That's why they're doing this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ultimately, this shampeachment is about dual justice, about reinforcing the idea that if you dare to so much investigate our crimes, our lapses in ethics, as is the case with the Obama administration, you can't even say Biden anymore with the new reporting we have now from John Sullivan. It was the Obama administration. It was their officials pressuring Ukraine more than once to drop the investigation specifically into Burisma. So the leftist talking points you're going to hear, they're still telling this lie. They're pretending that Solomon hasn't reported this in the Hill over the last couple of days. They're still saying, oh, no, Joe, he was out there, man. He knew that investigator, that prosecutor was crooked, and he was just trying to get him fired so that he could, stop the corruption. Doesn't work anymore. Nope. We've got the White House logs and we've got the Ukraine official on record. Nope. The Obama administration specifically was pressuring Ukraine officials to end the investigation into Burisma. After Burisma called the State Department, mentioned Hunter Biden's name, emailed the State Department, mentioned Hunter Biden's name, and asked for them to end the investigation. They did. And when Ukraine officials refused in January of 2019 to end the investigation, they sent Joe over to go nuclear. And he did. He said, I'm taking the money if you don't end the investigation into my boy's company. They fired the prosecutor. It's what Joe asked. That's what they did. So those talking points are debunked now. Don't even try them on the text line. Oh, Joe is just, he was doing his job. Mm-hmm. So where are we right now in America? The Democrats are demonstrating that if you investigate our crimes, question our crimes, question our ethical lapses, or even so much as bringing them up in public, we will destroy you for the crime. We'll make it a crime for you to even question us. We have total legal immunity. That is the message being sent with an iron fist by this impeachment. It is dual justice on steroids. Not only do laws not apply to us, not only will the FBI come in and literally destroy evidence for us, as they did when they smashed Hillary Clinton's devices that were under subpoena by Congress. Oh, no. No, no. We're going to make a demonstration for you of what happens. If you so much as publicly mention our crimes, we will destroy you. We will invent statutes if we have to. And folks, I've told you this. Trump is merely their highest profile victim. He's not the only one. And you're going to wonder, why am I going to pivot right now into homeless people pooping on the street? What the heck does that have to do? A lot. Headline, homeless crimes in L.A. skyrocket. Devolve into feces attacks. The local NBC affiliate is reporting out of control homeless people. In 2017, they report there were 6,500 homeless attacks on defenseless individuals. They're just attacked by the homeless people who are allowed to live on the streets. By 2018, it'd gone from 6,500 a year to 9,800 a year. For this particular report, they interviewed a woman, victim Heidi Van Tassel. Wait a minute. Why am I bringing up Heidi Van Tassel? What do you hear what happened to her? Because the reason we have homeless dumps now in cities like L.A. and San Fran, tens of thousands amassing there, is why? Dual justice. The same thing we are seeing today applied to our president. They stopped enforcing the laws. Loitering, camping out on the street, trash, all of it. They do not enforce it if you're homeless. Now, if you're a group of businesses, remember we had this story last week and they put boulders on the sidewalk to keep the homeless off because they were being terrorized by homeless drug dealers who were becoming violent in front of their homes. The city will come in and they will destroy you. So you're not homeless, so you're not part of a Democrat grievance group. And so the law actually applies to you, even though it doesn't apply to the homeless people you're trying to stop with the boulders. See how this works? It's dual justice. And the homeless vote Democrat at a very high rate. So they cannot have laws applied to them, which is how you've had these attacks. Okay, Heidi Van Tassel, quote, victim of the attack, quote, it was diarrhea, hot liquid. I was soaked, and it was coming off my eyelashes into my eyes, she said. Paramedics who came to treat me said there was so much of it on me, it looked like the man was saving it up for a month. Joel Grover, the reporter, reports for NBC, we found case after case where the suspect suffered from mental illness or methamphetamine abuse. Yeah, they let him run wild. Now, what just happened in San Fran, folks? They just elected the spokesperson for Hugo Chavez. He lived in Venezuela for a long time to be their district attorney for San Fran. One of the things he promised was that he would not prosecute the homeless. So they're going to have free reign. They want to live in front of your house? All right. Okay. They do whatever they want. They're a Democrat grievance group. There are no rules, no laws. Nothing applies to them. They are getting us ready for this idea. Now, hold on. Where else are we seeing this morning? Let's look at what's going on in Denver. Listen to this. In Denver, they stopped enforcing the laws against pooping on the streets for the homeless. Democrat grievance group can't apply the law. They're above it morally. but not for the business owners that the homeless, poop in front of their businesses. So business owners are being fined for refusing to pick up the poop by the homeless. It is illegal for the homeless to poop there, but they don't enforce the laws, Democrat grievance group. See, but if you're a business owner, de facto, you're evil. Jawaid Bizar says there's food, trash, drug deals, defecation, and drug needles. He says it's such a hazmat hazard, he refuses to pick it up. It's too dangerous for him and his workers. So now he's being fined out of business existence by Denver, which will not enforce the laws against the homeless. Listen to this last line. This is it, folks. Bizar says the problem stems from the city not enforcing laws, so the city should clean it up. That's the micro level. Trump's impeachment today is the macro level. They are grinding into us the idea laws don't apply to Democrats and leftist groups. And we're accepting it. Texter writes, can I identify as homeless? Well, you have to, the way it works is that you have to join the Democrat grievance group in order to have rights in America. That is the lesson they are teaching with this impeachment. This is what democracy looks like. This is what, they keep telling us we live in a democracy. We do not. This is what it would look like, law enforcement would look like in a democracy. The biggest group does whatever the heck they want. And when the smaller group tries to punish the bigger group using the law, like legally punish them, they're filleted. That's what that is the what is being demonstrated today. Again, Adam Schiff has even set the rules. We cannot discuss Biden's, you cannot bring up Biden's crimes, Biden's ethical lapses, the Obama administration's ethical lapses. You can't do it. It's not open for discussion. We're going to impeach you for bringing it up in a phone call. That's where we are. This is the level of absurdity. Why? Because we, the Republicans in particular, have accepted every step of the way that laws don't apply to Democrats. Folks, you want to know why are we here today? Didn't happen all at once. It didn't even really happen because Trump was elected. Do you remember? I mean, okay, Trump gets elected. Let's go back through history. Trump gets elected. And what happens? 5 simultaneous investigations are launched in Congress shortly after he's inaugurated. Who controlled Congress then? The Democrats, or the Republicans did, had the House and the Senate. What were those 5 investigations about? Whether Trump colluded with Russia. All 5 of them. All 5 of them. No investigations into Hillary and her crimes. And God, the list of her crimes is so long, I couldn't even delineate it here in an hour. Explain it anyway. Was there any kind of investigation into that? No, there wasn't. Not really. What did the Democrats learn watching that? The Republicans had accepted dual justice, where laws and rules apply in the absolute extreme to Republicans. Heck, we'll use statutes that have never even used criminally this way before to go after you, where it's such a stretch. You can't even figure out how it's going to hold up in court. But the actual crimes of Democrats are completely ignored. The Democrats learned that. They watched that. They watched the House Intel Committee, the Senate Intel Committee, the Judiciary Committees. They watched them tear President Trump to pieces trying to find the collusion. These committees could have been running, to be fair, they could have been running tandem investigations into whether Hillary might have colluded with Russia. We've been asking here on the show for 3 years, if the Russians, if you're going to believe the Russians wanted to influence the president of the United States, by God, they'd have approached Hillary. All the polls said she was up by 10 points, 7 points, 8 points, whatever, pick your poll. Why would they mess with Trump? They had no idea Trump would be president. So why not look into Hillary's Russian connections? By God, my God, there were so many. I mean, bills, cash, and checks from Kremlin-owned banks. For giving speeches in Russia? No hearings. Can you imagine if Trump was cashing checks from Kremlin-owned banks to send Melania over there to give a speech in Russia? Oh, my God, it would never end. Do Republicans look into that? Oh, hell no. So we got here today because of the Republicans. That's why we're here. The Democrats know they'll put up with it. They know they're all part of the same corruption where you shake down foreign sources for money. That's why. It's what they do. Texter writes, I wish every single Republican taking the stand today would sit down and the very first words out of their mouth would be Hunter Biden, every single one of them. Yeah, they ought to bring it up anyway. Seriously, they should. Throw out a question about Hunter Biden. And by the way, the way Schiff has done this, by the way, it has to be your last question as a Republican, because as soon as you throw out a Biden question, you know, because Schiff has set the rules, can't bring up the Bidens. So what Schiff's doing is the second Devin Nunes or one of them does that, he's going to shut them down. They're going to lose the rest of their 5 minutes, the rest of their question time. You can just shut them up that way. Either way, he wins. Texter writes, hey, Tara, when do our troops get the most flack? When they are directly over the target. Oh, my God. Thank you for reminding me, this texter. Jason Chaffetz reminded us earlier this week. He was ex-congressmember on Fox News. You know that report, they're dragging their heels. Why is this going on right now? It coincided, this impeachment, exactly with the timing of Bill Barr's investigation turning criminal and the impanelment of grand jury. That's why, folks. That's why Nancy Pelosi didn't want to do this. They got to muddy the waters and make it look like Trump's so desperate. He sent Bill Barr after them when Bill Barr's after them for their crimes, I hope. Here's Jason Chaffetz talking about what he's hearing now about this investigation by Horowitz.
I also think it's going to now envelope in people outside the Department of Justice, people like John Brennan and others, into other agencies. And I think that will be, as we look back, the reason why it took months and months longer, because this tangled web was much further and deeper than just the people at the Department of Justice. And I also think it will show how they manipulated and used the media here in the United States to move forward a political agenda at those at the top of the FBI.
That's what's going on here. Don't lose sight of what's going on here. They are in a panic because they don't control Bill Barr and they don't know what he's going to do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.